Welcome to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch at Avengers Podcast, A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. Give us a like, comment, and let us know what you think of the show. You can also find us on AvengersPodcast.com, where you can find out a little bit more about us, and you can find our merch, where we have stickers, mugs, t-shirts, and hoodies. Check it out and show your Avengers love today.
Guys, I got my stickers in the mail today. And I was like, with these stickers, I can make anything into Avengers merchandise now. I'm very excited about it. I also want to just call them stickers.
Got a shirt.
You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever podcasts are available. If you want to support the show in other ways, you can head over to our Patreon at patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. I promise you, it's our patron support that keeps this show going, so find a tier that you like, $1, $3, $5, or $10 today. And if you really like the show, another way to support it is consider giving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. I promise it goes a long way with us getting eyes and ears on the show, and we greatly appreciate your support. But I'm not alone, as you're well aware of. I couldn't do this without my two co-hosts. Emmy, how are you doing?
I'm feeling super bowly.
Ah! Clinton, how are you doing, sir?
I am feeling the madness part of Multiverse of Madness today.
Well, that's a
are
good...
You angry?
A little bit.
So, I'm not going to say spoilers ahead, but I'm going to say severe speculation ahead for Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. If you're listening, this is a bonus episode. We didn't plan on recording this, but the big game happened and it kind of changed everything. So we're here.
And spoilers, if you're somebody who doesn't like to watch the trailers, Brandy, maybe turn us off now.
Yeah, turn us off. Come back next week. If you're one of those people that loves to speculate and dive deep and what's this, what's that, this is the show for you, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about two things. We're going to talk about Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, the new trailer that just dropped, and the Moon Knight TV spot that dropped, that little 30-second bit that was also...
Moon Knight!
Can we say, though, we haven't read any of the like leaks or anything? Like, we are not... like we. This speculation is purely our own. We have not read any of the leak, like the plot leaks.
I've been good.
Same. No,
just making sure that we can put that out there. Like, yes, we will speculate the hell out of it.
This is pure Avengers this, thoughts. Yeah.
And it's probably thoughts. Spoilers, though, because we're always right, you know?
Yeah.
Mephisto.
If you listen to WandaVision, we were 100% right for Mephisto.
Every time.
And we speculated
and with
hard.
Loki.
And with Loki, we were right. So we're right every time we speculate. So spoilers confirmed ahead. Just kidding. No, we're usually wrong. So this is probably a safe podcast to listen to. But all thoughts are, they're all our own. So I'm excited about diving deep into this one, guys. What you got?
I thought we were talking about the Super Bowl as a whole.
Oh yeah, okay. So, what team?
That halftime show.
What team were you rooting for, Clinton? Who? What two teams were in the Super Bowl?
I was really going for the Braves.
They are a baseball team. Okay, you're done. Okay, so
I was really rooting for the Bengals, and I was really sad.
I was rooting for the Rams. I'll say it. So Braves, Rams and Bengals. It was a triple threat match between two football teams and a baseball team. Who's gonna win the big game?
And then we had like rap legends as the halftime show.
Oh, it was so good.
It was all in one. Baseball, football, rap legends.
Oh, I loved it. I absolutely Marvel. Loved it. Dre still has it, by the way. I'm just going to say that. So guys, are we ready to dive deep into these, or I guess one trailer and one
into
TV
the
spot.
Multiverse?
Into the multiverse. Hey!
Yes,
nowhere
we're ready.
Nowhere else I'd rather dive deeper.
All right, guys. It's time to dive.
You can't think of anywhere else?
Nowhere else.
Well, so we're going to talk about the Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness trailer first. And the very beginning, we hear him saying, "Every night I dream the same dream. Then the nightmare begins." And then talks about, "I did what I had to do to protect our world." And he wakes up shirtless. Confirmed.
Shirtless. Yeah.
Now, there was a lot that happens there before he wakes
okay.
up shirtless.
So let's dive into
it. See the remains of Natasha Romanoff at his feet when he's staring at the mansion.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
It was a joke. It was just skeletons.
You are horrible. You are, and the fact that Emmy, she's doing the face bomb because she fell for it. You actually convinced me. You, why would Dr. Strange just see Nat? I can't take
credit for that. That was a meme that was on the internet.
That's horrible.
Dang it. Okay. Well, okay. So I'll go ahead and just say right now, how many times did you guys watch the trailer? Because obviously I didn't watch it enough.
Oh, I'd probably say I've seen it.
Wait. Okay. Can we guess?
Yeah, sure.
Can we guess each other's?
Oh, gosh. Yes. I'm going to say, Emmy, I'm going to say two times.
Okay. Clinton, what do you think?
For you?
Yeah.
I'm going to say four times.
I think it was five because I watched it.
About said five.
Yeah, I watched it on my phone at my friend's house and then watched it when I got home. And then I watched it at half speed. And then I watched it at quarter speed. I mean, like so freaking slow.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then I watched it again at half speed before this.
Riveting.
That was only four, wasn't it?
Riveting. Riveting.
Okay, anyway.
We didn't ask about the speed.
Yeah, just how many times did you watch it?
Still, watching it as slowly as I did, as often as I did, and I went back a couple times. So yeah, I think five is probably a fair number. I still didn't catch stuff. I didn't catch that you were making a damn joke.
Yeah. All right.
That was just a meme. I thought it was hilarious.
Clinton, I'm going to guess you've seen this 15 times.
I'm going to say 23.
Jesus. I have a life too, guys.
It's a 2-minute trailer. It's a 2-minute trailer. That's 30 minutes of your life.
That's a lot for a trailer. 30 minutes of a trailer.
Dude, you dissect everything. I don't think that's too hard to say.
I will say I probably watched it 10 times.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
All right.
Brandon, I think, has watched it 5 times.
I'm going to say 3.
I think you heard me go, and that's how you know. And yes, it is 5. I've seen it 5 times as well. Okay. Yeah. And I will say this right before we dive deep. I'm sorry. Listeners are like, will you get to the damn trailer? I get it.
I'm like that.
Yeah. This trailer for Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, I've looked forward to other Marvel Studios movies more. I'm not pretending I'm looking forward to this movie more than these movies. Infinity War, Endgame, Civil War, lots of movies I was looking forward to more than this. I think this, and I know this is crazy to say, might be my favorite trailer ever dropped by Marvel Studios. And because I got chills every time I watched it. And I don't know if it's just because I'm so invested because of everything that's been happening, especially with, you know, Wanda and everything. But like this trailer almost felt like a complete story in and of itself. And I was here for it. I loved it. Like this trippiness and this madness and what's happening, what's real, what's not. All these collections of universes coming together. Wanda, you know, I don't think that's fair. Holy shit. It's just like, I have to say, no, this is not like, oh, I think this is going to be the best movie of all. This was the best trailer I think Marvel Studios has ever dropped. And I know that's a really.
Did we call it a mansion instead of a trailer? Because there was so much in it.
I like that.
Yes.
Yeah, it is not. This ain't no single wide. No offense to y'all folk living out there. It's just not. This is a twofer. There's two
this
floors.
It's not a mobile this, home anymore.
Speaking of, that opening scene is it looks like the Sanctum Sanctorum.
Yes.
But there's an extra floor on it.
Ah.
It's bigger. It's taller and skinnier than the Sanctum Sanctorum.
So it's in an alternate universe's Sanctum.
Possibly. Sanctorum. Or is it a nightmare he's having? Or is this a real place? Because in the trailer, he walks up it and we see that's where he sees Strange Supreme, or what are they calling him? Strange. What are they calling him?
I know who you're
they're
talking.
Not calling him
Strange
Supreme.
Supreme.
No.
That's not what they're called. Sinister Strange.
Okay.
That's what they're calling him.
Gotcha.
Where he says,
things just got out of hand.
Things just got out of hand. Yeah. He's got a different accent. That whole sequence, I think, is together in that building. So I don't know if this is another reality.
Mm-hmm.
And they're cutting the footage to make it sound like this is part of the dream. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's a big red line. Did you notice the big red line behind the mansion?
It almost looks like a halo.
It almost looks like the border of Westview, like when the red was around the hex on the edges.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I saw like a light that looked like a halo around it, like a red in the background. Yeah, it was red. Yeah. It was red tinted. Yeah.
Red. I just saw red, two red lines, and it reminded me of the hex from Westview. Probably not, but
could be. I mean,
that was my first thought. I was like, I saw red and I was like, that's Scarlet Witch.
But it was on a barrier too. Like it's in the distance of the place. So that's why my brain went.
Hex. Oh, mine was in the sky. It was like around the building.
Did you watch the same trailer, Amy?
I did. We made sure of that. Well, we made sure of that for Moon Knight.
Right. And we hear Wong saying you open
the door. Sorry, before we go further, this already is darker than what I'm used to from Marvel.
Oh my God, it's more darker for Marvel.
The ground outside is covered in skeletons.
Yeah. Like
bones. Which is
already
pretty dark.
And I think that's going to be the theme between both of these things we're going to talk about today. You know, with, you know, a little bit of Moon Knight as well. We'll get to that when we do. But like, yeah, this is surprisingly dark in a good way. I like it. I really, really do.
We need it.
Yes. And so we see you open the doorway between universes and we don't know who or what will walk through it, says Wong. And this is all kind of obviously talking about what happened in Spider-Man, kind of bridging, hey, everything's coming through now. What's happening? You know, it's really, really cool.
We skipped a part. Before he wakes up from the nightmare, doesn't it show the spinning of, doesn't it show Chavez, America Chavez, like entangled up and spin?
It does.
And then Defender Strange is getting sucked into that. That's where we get our first glimpse of America Chavez with her portals. So her main power is she can portal between dimensions and it's shaped like a star.
Yep. I caught and that. And I was pretty proud of myself.
I can't tell here if like she summons a portal to pull herself out of it and then Defender Strange gets sucked into the portal too, because that's where he's spinning and then it spins into him waking up from the nightmare. But that person falling is Defender Strange. I mean, that's confirmed everywhere.
Okay. All right. You say Defender Strange. I thought when I first watched it, I thought it was Caecilius.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I think a lot of people did.
Okay.
The ponytail.
Okay. And now I'm calling him Ponytail Strange because, okay, Defender, sure. Ponytail Strange, that's a better name. Using our made-up names.
I mean, it already is showing Chavez, which is exciting because... I'm pretty sure she's a lesbian and in the trailer, she has a rainbow pin on her jacket.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, nice.
Very cool. Yeah,
that's a nice touch.
And so and
I can't remember if she's a lesbian or bi, but I think she's a lesbian.
Hmm. Okay, cool.
In the comics, so anyway.
So Wong talks about opening the doorway between universes and we don't know who or what will walk through it. We're seeing the repercussions of everything that happened in Spider-Man No Way Home. Mm-hmm. And this is a really interesting thing. I love what Marvel does here. Kind of similar to what we saw in Civil War with New York, you know, Lagos, all these things. They're not just footnotes. They're going to come back at you. And like Marvel's not even waiting here. It's like, hey, that movie you saw 2 months ago. Hey, it has implications. Things are getting real right now. Things are opening up and we're not sure who or what is going to come through it. And I know you saw all your favorite little Spidey guys in this, but this is Marvel and Fox hitting the gas pedal here. And it's really, really awesome.
Well, it's all just Disney now, right? Because Disney bought Fox.
Yeah. I still think it's the Fox universe though. You know, that we've grown to know and love.
Okay.
Well, question. Love, hate, excuse me. Sorry.
Okay. Question. Mm-hmm. Does Strange remember Peter? Would he remember doing the spell?
Yes.
To make everybody forget a whole person?
He remembers Spider-Man. He don't know that it's Peter, though.
So we're theorizing that he remembers doing the spell to make everybody forget who Spider-Man is.
Including himself. Right. That would be the only rational way, I think. It would still work that way.
Yeah.
Because they talk about it in at the end of No Way Home.
I've slept since then.
But I mean, Strange tells him that he'll forget him.
Forget him. Okay. But like, I guess my thought process in my head is like, okay, so does Doctor Strange do the spell, look at Peter and go, who the fuck are you? Where am I?
Well, Peter.
What's happening?
Peter bounced.
Yeah, Peter dipped out.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm wondering, this is probably from the reshoots, because originally Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness was supposed to come out before No Way Home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they've changed. They probably, this obviously is them having to change the story. Did you know America Chavez was originally supposed to be the one that opened the portals for the other Spider-Man in No Way Home?
I had no idea.
So it was originally supposed to be Into the Multiverse was supposed to come out first, and we would have been introduced to her, and then she would have been the one that opened the portals, because that's her power, and that would have made way more sense instead of Ned. But yeah, she was supposed to be the one to bring in the other Spider-Man.
Oh,
so they've had to readjust. That's why Doctor Strange went to extensive reshoots. They had to change a lot of stuff to make the story work.
That probably would have changed the spell, because the spell in No Way Home was like, it brought Spider-Man to our universe, our reality, but can't she go between?
Yeah, she can jump them.
So she could have just pulled him in from other realities.
Yeah. It probably would have been more focused on her, if I had to guess, than if it was the other order.
Mm. That's very interesting.
That's just speculation.
Do you think the movie will suffer from all these reshoots, or do you think?
No, I don't. I don't. There's been enough.
Did No Way Home?
And I think that's why we get frustrated with them pushing back dates, but I'm pretty sure that's why they're pushed back for several months, so they can make sure they get these stories correct to do the reshoots.
And honestly, you know, I think people can't underestimate the power of changing a complete different director. I know it was late, you know, it was quite a bit ago, but like Sam Raimi and Scott Derrickson, they've completely switched gears there. By the way, seeing Sam Raimi's name in the Doctor Strange trailer.
That was kind of cool.
Tell me that. It just brought me so much happiness to see this guy who we just saw saw this tribute to these other, the first Spider-Man trilogy. And now to see him in the Marvel Studios fold just makes me so happy that he's now part of it. So really,
you know, some people that were like, please don't be in a Spider-Man 3. Please don't be like Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think with Kevin Feige at the helm as well, I think we're in good hands. But I will say this.
Absolutely no dancing.
No dancing. I swear to you, no. But like, I also think with Sam Raimi, you know, being involved, he referenced Strange in his Spider-Man movies, didn't he? I think
that's where J. Jonah Jameson said,
exactly.
already taken.
Exactly. So I love that it's kind of full circle here. So,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And they say something about Bleecker Street, which is where the Sanctum Sanctum is.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah.
Scott Derrickson approved of this trailer, I think yesterday or today, came out on Twitter and congratulated Raimi and said it looks great and he was the right person for this movie.
See, that's class. That is such class, man. Good job. Like that.
And he also said that him and Marvel still have a great relationship.
I hope so. Cause I'd like to see Derrickson back. Really? I just, you know, hey, sometimes your vision, you know, and the studio's vision, there's nothing wrong with having
or Wanda's vision.
Ah, speaking of Viz. So we see that, you know, Wanda, what do you know about the multiverse? And Viz had his theories. He believed it was dangerous. And Doctor Strange, it kind of sounds like a little shoehorned here, this audio clip. He was right. It doesn't seem like it was part of the I don't know. It just feels a little different if you listen to the audio a little bit. At least to me, it didn't sound like it was part of the same conversation. Could be wrong, but it was like, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it was post. Let's put he was right in there.
Right before this, doesn't Wong tell Strange, you can't control everything?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And we don't know who or what.
That was me and Emmy. I was Wong and she was Strange.
I felt that in my core.
Oh yeah,
that was a really emotional part for me. I was like, "Oh my god, I can't control everything."
Yeah. Oh, I.
But I'm gonna try.
Thank God, Emmy don't have powers.
We can all be thankful for that. And we see. I'm sorry, Stephen. Your desecration of reality will not go unpunished. And it's just so.
What's dude's name?
Hold on.
Mordo.
Yeah. I wanted to say Mordor. I was like, that's not right.
I wanted to say Mondo.
Mordor is a place at Lord of the Rings. So,
Mordo, do we think this is a variant of him, or do we think this is him?
I think this is him. But everything is not off the table. This sucks. Like, it could be.
Oh, I love it. This is the first time I think since a show that we've had so much speculation.
That's a good point.
To speculate the shows because you're like, what's next week? But this is like
a whole movie. Man,
everybody's a variant.
Possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything's possible.
Agreed.
So what do we think?
I think he's a variant because locks take a very long time to grow if they are natural.
That was 2016.
Yeah. We're in 2023.
They take,
that was
yeah.
6 years ago.
Yeah. They take a while.
I think he could have grew locks in 6 years.
Not that long. Unless if he has extensions. That's a thing.
You know,
I love his new look, by the way.
I think he looks great. Yeah. And so I think it's him. I think he's basically like saying, hey, I told you, Strange. You know, it feels like a very I told you so kind of moment.
It is. I do think it's him, but also at the same time, his mission at the end of
Doctor
Strange was to like kill and wipe out any other sorcerers.
Yeah.
Which he's kind of doing here in a different way, but it seems like he's more on the council with whoever is in charge of.
I think he's going the very diplomatic way about doing it.
Well, he didn't at the end of Doctor Strange. He killed freaking dude that just wasn't even a sorcerer. He didn't kill him.
He took away his power. He didn't kill him. He just left him there.
Well, that don't make it any better.
I never said it does, but I'm just saying what he did.
That was not diplomatic, Brandon.
I know, but this,
I don't think we have
this other real version that's not a variant is diplomatic. Damn it, he's mildly a variant.
Brandon like beats the shit out of someone at lunch. He's like, I just handled it the diplomatic way.
You know,
talking shit.
Talk shit. There won't be shit. You don't talk shit. There won't be no shit. All right. So yeah. Anyway, it's really horrible. And we hear.
Why'd you make it country?
Because that's what I do.
Not country.
I don't know. So we see. We should tell him the truth. Okay, is this Patrick Stewart's Professor 100%. X? 100%. You're going full blown.
That voice is so. You can't duplicate that voice.
Yeah,
no, I just did. I just did. It was identical to what you heard in the trailer just now.
Was it?
Yeah.
Every time I watched it, solidified it more for me. And every single time.
It shows like a little side silhouette.
Man, he's bald.
Man. Bald, yep. Blurry man is what he is.
It's Bigfoot.
Everyone's lying to us now. Patrick Stewart's was believable. He said like 2 years ago that he met with Kevin Feige and said, had it not ended the way it did with Logan and the end of Professor X, I would, but I can't because I want to leave it the way. I mean, he came out with this whole story about when he met with Kevin Feige and he said, had it not ended the way it did with Logan, I would be on board, but I can't. And got our asses. And now today we got Ryan Reynolds saying he's definitely not in. I promise I'm not in this movie.
Okay. I love how much they're fucking with our minds.
It's getting to a point where like, you know, they're in it if they say they're not.
Right.
If I was them, I'd be like, yeah, I mean, what do you do at that point? You ever played werewolf?
Just don't talk about it. But then they're like, Ryan Reynolds staying crazy quiet about the new day. You know, no matter what you do, you're screwed. No matter what you do, you're right.
Oh. You're talking about Werewolf. Is that like the
one
game?
That's Ultimate
like,
Werewolf. Yeah, the one that Andrew Garfield referenced. That game is amazing.
No. It's like Among Us, isn't it? Where like one person's the murderer, but you have to convince everybody that you're not the murderer.
Yes and no. So two people are the werewolves, and there's villagers, and everyone else. There's different. There's more than villagers. There's a drunk. There's a there's a bunch of characters, and you have your card. But like each character can do a different thing. And the whole goal is like, if you're a villager, you got to convince people you're a villager. If you're a werewolf, you got to convince people you're a villager. Like, you're trying not to be found out that you're the werewolf. And you know the whole time, but sometimes you don't because another character's power, like with the eyes closed, he can move cards. And so you may think you're still a werewolf, but.
That's that Jackbox shit, isn't it?
No, it's a card game.
They have it on Jackbox.
No, they don't.
Yes, they have something like that.
But it's not. Anyway.
Sorry.
I do the thing on there that you're not supposed to do. I'm just always like, I'm the werewolf, and that you're not supposed to say you're the werewolf. But like whether I am or not, people, it just throws everyone off. So that's what I would do if I was in these interviews. I would just be like, yeah, I'm in them. Every movie they say, I'm in every movie.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question going back to the trailer? I have a question. Is like the red magic, is that chaos magic that we've
learned? 100%.
Okay.
And he slams it back into a book. Which I'm assuming is the book at the end of
the Darkhold.
Is that what that is?
Because that's what I was going to say.
WandaVision.
Did we see him in this trailer performing chaos magic? I think we did.
was he performing or looking at different realities with it? I don't think he was performing it. I think he was pulling the magic out of the Darkhold.
Okay. Well,
because there was like a whole extension of like different bubbles, and it reminded me of like him looking at different worlds.
So kind
of
like,
you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of Iron Man 2 when he creates the new element. Because there's all those, the...
Can you stop? Can you stop for once?
That's what it reminded me of.
Even in a trailer breakdown, you have to bring up that movie. We're talking about a good sequel, not a shit sequel.
Ooh, got your ass.
Yeah, so I'm coming out swinging.
That's what it reminded me of.
Okay, all right. Well,
my feelings are valid. My thoughts are valid, Brandon.
You need to edumacate yourself, Emmy.
So obviously, Wanda too. We see her kind of. Hold on. What? If this is some stupid Iron Man 2 thing, I'm going to lose it.
No, it is an Iron Man thing. I'm going to go ahead and put it on the record right here, right now, and say the Ultron robots that we see walking Centuries. Strange up the steps. Yeah. Okay. Those, I'm saying right now, 100% defo, we're getting Tom Cruise.
I think so too.
Okay. So I hope we see... Superior Iron Man will be Tom Cruise. Look at Emmy, she just took such a deep breath.
The fact that he's called superior when he is inferior really pisses me off.
Do you know what superior Iron Man is in the comics? The way he looks. Listen, he's badass.
I don't want.
I just
that
wish
to
it was
Tom
RDJ
Cruise.
Doing. Yeah. I wish they would just bring him back and let him play the role as a variant.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it would kind of take away from his sacrifice, I guess.
No, it's a variant. It's not real.
That's fair, but
it's not real to this reality.
I guess some variants look alike and some don't nowadays. It doesn't matter. But anyway, back to the Darkhold thing.
Yes, that's what I wanted to talk about a little bit.
I think the trailer's cut weird here because there's one part. So when he's lifting up the, I'm gonna get it twisted up. But the part where he's like holding it up, either the window behind him, from the Sanctum Sanctorum, the famous round window, it's broken, it's busted open.
Okay.
And then there's another cut, like the next scene where Wanda's standing there beside him with it. Or when he slams it down, like when he slams it down, the window's not broken. So it's like either I have that backwards, I think, but there's a part where it shows it looks like it's the same scene, but the one part the window's broken behind him and one part it isn't. And there's a part where Wanda's standing there and then there's a part that she's not. Like when he slams it down, she's not standing beside him, but then there's a part where she's standing there.
Speaking of which, there's also the scene where they're talking. See what I did there? I didn't mean to. So if you see, there's a part where Strange and Wanda are talking out in this kind of like the green and then the grass and everything and the trees around them. And all of a sudden, the orchard. And then you see that doesn't seem fair. He's wearing the exact same thing. And she's wearing the Scarlet Witch thing. And the background's
red all around.
And
them.
Now it's red.
And it looks like trees in the background, like tree trunks.
Exactly. What is happening?
I think there's two different things here. People are speculating this all over the internet, but some people think it's a different reality. Some people think it's an illusion by Wanda.
I think it's an illusion by Wanda.
I think the latter.
I think, 100%. Yeah.
The nice orchard area and they're talking. I think so too. She's got an illusion up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he
lets it down.
Yeah. I think he's going to come to her and she's going to be like, oh, look, it's beautiful here. And he's going to be like, what do you know about the multiverse? And she's going to be like, this had a series. It wasn't good. And he's going to be like, yeah, he was right. And then like use his magic to like take her illusion down. That's how that scene goes.
I don't think he'll use his magic to take her illusion down. I think she'll drop it herself.
Oh, I don't. I kind of think.
Well, we saw him with chaos magic. With the stronghold.
Yeah.
Darkhold. I don't think he was using chaos magic. I think he was observing it.
Observing or absorbing? Who knows? You be the judge.
Ooh. He wasn't absorbing.
I don't know. You don't know. You're guessing. I'm guessing too. Come fight me, bro.
So who do we think Wanda is fighting? Where we see her and who looks like a split second, it looks like it could be Captain Marvel.
I thought it was your mom.
Speaking of moms, it is a mom, I think. I think it's Maria Rambeau.
Maria.
Yeah, I don't think it's Monica. I think it's Maria. It looks like Maria when they do those freeze frames.
Did you see the 8K version that came out?
Oh no, is what does it look like?
Looks like a dude.
What?
Okay.
It looks like a man of color.
That's I heard someone say that it could be Kang.
Yeah, some people think it's Kang.
What? Oh my god.
It's weird, man. That one's breaking the internet right now because everyone I completely ruled out Superior Iron Man because people with the blur thought.
No, I didn't think that.
I don't think it's that.
I don't think that either.
My guess was Maria too, because this is a different version and she had the plane that was.
I'm gonna still stand by Maria.
Maria, the mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's Monica, but also that doesn't make sense in my brain.
Because of WandaVision.
Monica is supposed to come back with the Skrulls.
Yeah.
And if they get added to this, my brain's going to explode.
And they made up at the end, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So she wouldn't come in fighting. Yeah. That's true, too.
Or that variant of her.
Yeah. That's why this trailer can be anything, because it can just be a variant.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I like how we touched on Professor X and then just said nothing.
Yeah. No, I agree. We touched on Professor X and we didn't say a word. So let's dive into Professor X a little bit, guys.
Do you think we should tell him the truth?
Oh, well, that's a great way to start. I mean, it's Patrick.
Ain't that
Stewart.
What he says?
It is.
Should we tell him the truth?
Should we tell him the truth? And God, who better than Patrick Stewart to do this?
Listen, guys, there was a theory online I saw about this that blew my mind and it would make me so happy.
Okay.
If they did this.
What's the theory?
Okay. In the comics, remember we talked about this in WandaVision where in House of M, where she's Wanda said no more mutants.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we were like, this is a reverse House of M and she's going to bring in mutants. That was part of the speculation.
And, then. And we were totally right. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
100%.
We were. What if this, and I can't take credit for this, but, what if the truth is they haven't been living in the main timeline and the main timeline has mutants. And in this one, there wasn't mutants because they were wiped out. They're not. The whole MCU we've been watching isn't the main timeline.
Shut your mouth.
Wouldn't that be insane?
Holy shit. Wait, my brain is exploding right now. We're not even in the right timeline.
That would be such a boss move from Marvel. I wish they would do it. I don't know if that's going to happen. That's a cool speculation, though.
If that was true, I don't think that I would enjoy that.
Oh, I would. Oh, I know it would mess with your control thing.
Because we've watched 20 movies?
20.
Do you know how much that secures them opening up for the future?
Okay, but we've watched 27 movies in this timeline. I'm sorry, this is the main timeline. That's how my brain works. Like, if this, I am the main character. If this is what like I give a upset. Shit about.
Whoa, Emmy.
This is I am the main.
Okay.
It is me.
But no. Okay. Let me restructure it. So. Okay. Earth 616.
Okay.
Is the main timeline, I'm pretty sure, in the comics.
Uh-huh.
The Earth we're in right now is, they have said, is what? Earth not...
Yeah, what Earth 8... It was Earth 8675309, I believe.
Oh my gosh.
I think it's just 69.
Earth 69. We just 69 it. Yeah.
Y'all talk for a second. I'm going to look it up.
Okay.
It has nines in it.
Just because we've
seen... It's a continuation.
Just because we've seen a lot of movies does not mean this is the main timeline. It means this is a lot for this timeline, but we're going to be on a lot more in a future timeline.
Earth 199999 is what the MCU's timeline is.
I said it had nines in it.
Oh, my goodness.
I think... Oh, wait.
Regardless, though, even if there is another timeline, like what they're going to go through all of the movies again in this time, like that just doesn't.
It wouldn't be all the movies, but it. I think it's it would be a cool concept because they've set up already that Wanda is a Nexus being. Like Wanda's a Nexus being, so she's going to exist in every timeline. So what if this is the timeline where mutants exist, and the timeline we've been watching is where she said no more mutants.
When did she say that?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. She's been around longer than we think because
we could get a big reveal that she did say it. You know what I mean?
And that, they can easily retcon that and make it work.
Oh,
that would just be such a cool. I would be like, that would be a boss move. Like Marvel,
not only a boss move, but what a brilliant storytelling. Where
I'm not on board.
You are
not on board
because in the comics, she does say no more mutants, and that's a big story arc for her in the comics. Yeah. It's a huge story. House of M, correct? House of M.
Yes.
So House of M has this whole thing set up. The fact that we're living in that reality, that does play out. We've been living in that reality, that does play out. And we find out that Marvel gave us an entire alternate universe based on the House of M comics of her saying no more mutants. Holy, like that would just be such a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it would be a smart way to be like, that's why we haven't seen mutants. It would integrate all of what they've acquired.
Now, we've talked about other theories previously, like the snap being like, you know, where even Rocket talks about it sent a wave of, you know, of cosmic
energy.
Yeah. Of seismic proportions that, you know, the world's never seen before or the universe has never seen before. So there's plays around that I feel like they could inhabit mutants. It's not, this is not the only way. They've kind of put little things in there that could happen. But I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
So if we discover that this is not the quote unquote main timeline.
Oh my God. I'm so geeked out for this movie. I'm sorry, Amy.
Clinton, you're muted and I think you just talked shit. So I would like to hear that. No,
I said it's just the theory though. Like it's
okay, I know, and I don't like it.
It's I love it.
I don't think it's fun at all.
I fucking love it.
I love it too.
Okay. But if this is not the main timeline, does that mean we're going to hop over to the timeline that does have mutants? Or is that just going to stay
the Fox universe?
That's what
I'm saying. They can do whatever they want.
They could do both.
They do what they want.
You have this Earth that you obviously care about right now. You have
and this is a multiversal movie, and Phase 4 is a focus on the multiverse.
And now you have
jump back and forth.
And now you have multiversal movies. This is this
and maybe Earth. What if, would this make you feel better, Amy, if they were like, this ain't the main timeline, and then like we jump into the other timeline for a minute, and then with the acquisition from Fox, they can kind of like join it into one timeline and go.
That would
forward.
Make me feel better. Yeah. Yeah. Cause like, I feel like if you jump into another timeline, like we've lost like the Young Avengers that we built up.
You want them to just blend. Like you want the closure of it. You want
I want the Young Avengers to happen. And I feel like we've been building the Young Avengers in this timeline.
In
and
this
so if
universe.
We jump over to another.
In this universe.
It's probably not going to play out like that, but I thought it was a really cool theory. But
okay.
So getting back to what Patrick Stewart says, should we tell him the truth? The room everyone is guessing, and I thought the same thing when I watched it, is the Illuminati from Marvel.
Yep.
Illuminati.
Illuminati.
Yeah. I thought you just said Illuminati.
No, Illuminati. So the Illuminati consists originally of Iron Man, Professor X, Namor, Reed Richards of the Fantastic Four, Doctor Strange, and Black Adam. And that is six people, and there are six chairs up on that stage. And the silhouettes everyone has been trying to really figure out, there is one specifically that looks like Reed Richards
far left. Guy. I think he's far left, right?
Far left, yeah. And there's like a white patch on his chest.
Yes, which is the Fantastic
Four. The zoom in on him and trying to like be like, yeah, no, that's a four. But it's like, so it's blurrier than any Bigfoot photo I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as much the four as there is the discoloration of white right there.
And like a potential circle
logo.
And it's a potential circle, which would go hand in hand with the logo.
And here's what I want. If that's the case, if it is Reed Richards, I want it to be the Reed Richards from the 2000s Fox movies. Because I want our Reed Richards to be Krasinski. And if they make Krasinski just a cameo in this with like, I'm going to be disappointed because that's who I really want is Reed Richards.
All right.
Well, but what if he is in the main timeline? That's not our real timeline.
Emmy, that was a theory. You got to let it go, man.
Yeah. I think Emmy's going to latch onto that for the rest of the time. All right. I want to share a listener theory that I got today. I got a listener theory that I want to go over. Harold reached out to me and he said, after watching the second Multiverse of Madness trailer, I have a theory that could make Evan Peters work in the MCU and not just be Ralph Boner.
Ooh.
This could also bring in the
mutants.
Give
me that Ralph Boner.
Also, I watched a video on the Real Rejects YouTube channel where Greg Alba had a theory that goes like this. What if the MCU is a post No More Mutants universe where Wanda already got rid of the mutants and reset the MCU? This is how I can make the Evan Peters Quicksilver work. Here's my theory. This is Harold's theory. When
When Aaron Taylor Johnson's Pietro Maximoff died in Age of Ultron, Wanda felt it. Wanda lets loose her power and takes out the Age of Ultron sentries around her. In her grief, she unknowingly brings in Peter Maximoff from the Foxverse. Evan Peters' Quicksilver shows up in the MCU, not knowing where he is, just like in the Foxverse. He gets in trouble with the law, he starts stealing things, and however, no one can truly pin anything on him because of his speed powers. Peters makes his way to Westview, a place that's less likely to attract attention of himself. The FBI gets involved, and Agent Jimmy Woo becomes the lead on his missing persons case and follows the trail to Westview. Wanda creates the Westview Hex from her grief, and Peter gets caught up in the Hex and becomes Ralph Boner. Agatha Harkness is attracted to the Westview Hex and becomes Agnes to investigate. Agnes tries everything she can to see how Wanda is doing this. She uses Peters, who is Ralph Boner, as a puppet to get information from Wanda. This could explain how Wanda was half sure that Peters was her Pietro. She had the feeling that it was him because it was Pietro from the Foxverse. So,
damn.
By the end of by the end of the Multiverse of Madness, Wanda could say something along the lines of, "We need mutants," and that could bring back the mutants.
Like a reverse.
This can still let the events of the Foxverse happen and bring mutant variants into the MCU. They could either recast the X-Men in the MCU and new actors, or pick and choose the X-Men they want to keep from the Foxverse. Yep. The mutants I'm pretty sure that they will keep are Deadpool and Evan Peters' Quicksilver. This is just a theory. I'll be fine if it doesn't work out like this, but I feel like this could really work. If this movie does work, it could be better than No Way Home. Hashtag the Avengers. Hashtag Peter Train. Hashtag Kirk Dirk. Hashtag smooth as a cucumber. Thank you, Harold. What a damn good post. I had to feature you, dude.
I want to say, first of all, that I like that a lot better because that keeps our main timeline as a theory. That keeps our main timeline the main timeline. And doesn't like make it so that we have to go to a different timeline to get mutants. Also, Harold, I saw you today. You bought a shirt.
Hey, you're awesome, Harold.
Thank you.
You're awesome. So this is I love this movie. I love this trailer. Sorry, I'm just geeking out. This is like a WandaVision level of fun talking about.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. I love the speculation. This is just one trailer's giving us, and this movie's going to be over 2 hours. And if they revealed Patrick Stewart in the trailer, there's no telling who's in this movie. And
well said.
They said somebody from the set or a director or something I saw on Twitter that they said people have no idea the cameos that are going to be in this.
Right. This.
So we're in.
I'm more stoked for this than No Way Home for sure.
After this trailer, I am just as excited this movie than I ever have of any MCU movie before it. This trailer, I would say this movie was like mid-tier for me, honestly. After this trailer, it's like top five, like looking forward to seeing.
I think it's because we're at a crossroads. This movie is a crossroads that can fix and integrate the Fox universe smoothly. This gives them all the possibility to do so.
In an alternate universe. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I need to correct myself real quick. Harold bought a mug. Oh my God. A shirt. I'm sorry.
All right. So, trailer talk, Amy.
Sorry. But thank you for that. Thank you for buying a mug. Watch it. It's only 11 ounces, not 12.
Oh my God. So we see Amy's in her own little island this episode, I think.
She's like, I don't know anything about multiverse.
Exactly. Before we started recording, I was like, I feel like I'm very quiet or off the rails on these episodes because I don't know a whole bunch about the comics or the behind the scenes. And honestly, with Multiverse Venice, I don't know anything.
So I will say this. We see Wanda come face to face with herself in that Westview house. Mm-hmm. And her just kind of broken and shattered. And she's just kind of like, is this, for lack of better words, evil Wanda coming through and saying, no more, you're not broken anymore, we're going to fight, you know? Or what does this symbolize? Because this looks like her basically saying, I know you're hurt, but no more of this. And, you know, and just like, I don't know, it's a very powerful scene to, you know, kind of console yourself.
It seems like it should be reversed.
I agree. Because Scarlet Witch is the one crying. Up. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what if another theory? What if
And y'all said you didn't like the show What If.
Shut your mouth.
We've been playing What If all trailer.
Oh my God.
Well, there's two Wandas. She's either visiting a memory.
Yeah.
But it throws me off. And that could be trailer manipulation. Marvel loves to do that. It could just be, it could be reversed and we're seeing it differently. But when she was in the post-credit scene of WandaVision, when she was in the cabin, there is a version of her out front drinking tea, and there's a version of her, and we said it was astral projecting, but she's so powerful. What if she can be two different people at the same time with her astral projection? It's not just a projection of her. It's another version of her that can do what she needs to do. So what if one of them went to handle this and the other one, I don't know. She's powerful. So we do see two versions of her at once.
So what
we see it again here. So it didn't really throw me off much when I saw this because we've already seen two versions of her.
Are you guys ready to stretch with me for just a split second? Just stretch with me.
I think we've already stretched a lot.
Well, Vision, I remember in the very first, like when they were in Scotland and Vision like touched her face, you know, when they were in that kind of room together. And it was, well, no. But she,
when Vision touched her, I was like, wait a minute, I don't remember that thing. No, guys,
PG. But it's like he's consoling her. And like, you know, and I just feel you. And he, or actually, she's consoling him. And I just feel you, you know, because he's feeling the Mind Stone. And it's funny, she's basically doing the same thing to herself. Like she's just, you know, she's consoling herself. And it just is, it's a very emotional thing when you watch like her love language and how that, you know, it's, I don't know. I love the parallels between I used to have this to be there for me. Now I'm there for myself. Now it's just me. And it's powerful. I think it's a way more of a powerful visual than we really, it's a quick spot in a trailer, but I really love just, and maybe I'm stretching. That's why I said the word stretch, but just the way it's paralleling things we've seen in the past with Viz and her and now her.
Yeah, fair. And it goes back to, for me, it's the way Elizabeth Olsen delivers
this
character.
She's wonderful.
Oh my gosh. I mean, we got her a split second in this trailer and she's already capturing that emotion she had in WandaVision. And she had, this is in the house from Westview, their house from WandaVision.
Which was from the 90s episode.
Yes.
Which they did the Modern Family episode after. Was that the same house? When the reality starts to break down.
They were all the same house.
Well, yeah, they were all the same house, but I feel like the stairs kind of changed a lot. It felt like the 90s episode. Like it looked exactly like the house that she walked down in Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
For the Halloween episode.
I agree with that.
Would have been the one where her brother was there. So now I'm starting to speculate more about that.
Oh, shit. Holy
good God.
All right.
I don't know. There's so much this movie can do.
We see a disfigured Strange, which I think it's him and it's America, right?
The zombie Strange?
No. Like where it's like little blocks almost of his face when he's screaming.
Oh, did you catch there?
What?
Where when right before that, when they're holding each other, they turn in, there's an animated world.
I saw somebody talk about it, I watched the trailer to slow it down at a quarter speed and still could not find it on my own. They showed it.
It's at the bottom left.
I cannot see it in the trailer. A rip in the fabric.
It's a rip and it's just the animated, like what if
you see like a traffic cone.
God, Marvel. Yeah. Just I love it.
And in the background, you see freaking dinosaurs, man.
Yes, which is a big thing from the comics.
How?
There is a world that they visit that is a dinosaur, like it's an old...
Captain Dinosaur. Iron Dinosaur.
What if
dinosaurs? We see the entire...
Oh my God, I would be so down for that.
So Iron Man's a Triceratops. That's cool.
No. Iron Man's a Stegosaurus.
Just because you love Stegosauruses and Iron Man does not mean you get to make Iron Man a Stegosaurus.
No, because Stego is like roof or like plate.
This is the most Emmy's talk this entire.
Iron plated. So he would be the plated dinosaur.
So, speaking of,
They're going all out for this.
Also, they have brains the size of golf balls.
So, speaking of things getting out of hand, You break
there the rules. There is a character called Devil Dinosaur.
So Wanda says, you break the rules and become a hero. I do it and I become the enemy. That doesn't seem fair.
I love that line because I honestly feel like she's right.
There's
you know what I'd say? I'd say life ain't fair. You know what? Pick okay. yourself up by your bootstraps. God, get out Clinton, there and fight.
Clinton, yeah. Good Lord. God, I love that. Just that just that Southern hospitality yet no bullshit attitude.
Hospitality? No, you can't stay at my house. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. That's not hospitality.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to snap out of it, Wanda. You're hurting people.
He died years ago,
this
Wanda.
This is gone, honey.
It's time to wake up and
come on in. I'm going to make you a cup of tea.
But when you leave, you better feel better about it. That's all I'm saying. But I love this. And there's a meme going around right now of like, you encapsulated a whole town, blah, blah, blah. Like, and that's the funny meme. I get it. But he altered the fabric of reality. He also made people forget something. Like, the butterfly effect, you know, like those little things where you can, like, one little shift can change the course of an entire. Doctor Strange is not innocent either, is my point, you know, and it's not so quick that Wanda's the bad one and Doctor Strange is the great one.
Okay, I'm gonna. You took it to him doing the spells in No Way Home, right?
Spells in No Way Home, and potentially what he's messing with in this movie.
Here's where I took it to. I took it to on Titan. When he was given the time stone, it was like, dude, protect this with your life. Like, absolutely. Huh?
He allowed a lot of people to die.
No, well, yeah.
He allowed and half he, like, people he, to just he, crop dust away.
He, good Lord. He violated, like, the rule. Like, he was supposed to protect that stone, and he gave it up willingly. And so, like, that was, I feel like, a rule that he broke. And, like, everybody's like, yeah, the Avengers, they, and I mean, Wanda wasn't around for that. She was dusted. So, like, she wasn't part of the Avengers team that, like, brought everybody back. But, like, and neither was Strange. He was dusted, too. But I feel like because Wanda made a mistake so soon after everybody was brought back.
Yeah.
She's not allowed the same kind of like
grace.
Oh, you're part of the the same grace, like you're part of the Avengers, like, oh, like, look, you're all heroes, like that was kind of how I took it. I don't know.
I think that's a fair
curious,
point.
I'm curious to see what rule breaks they are actually talking about, because they've both done it a couple times.
I think it was well said, Amy. Like, I really think it's well said. I'm not being quiet because I don't agree or disagree. It's more of a damn good point. You know, I'm curious where they go.
I think it also speaks to a little bit too, when you're grieving and how you can do things that are out of, we talked about that in WandaVision, but she's still in that mindset. It seems like of like hurting. She's trying to find her kids.
She's
and like
very
her hard. Whole purpose is trying to find her kids. Strange's was to protect a kid from his identity being known. Like,
right.
She's got more. All she's trying to do is find her kids.
Like both kind of protecting kids. So like, yeah. Why is one right and one villainized?
Right.
And did you see the meme that was like the yesification of those sentry bots? Like how they just look like. They'd be like, yes, walking up those stairs.
And then, I did not see this.
And then Wanda's just breaking into the facility to get her a new boy toy.
No, that is terrible. No.
No.
So,
shit's hilarious.
At the end of the trailer, we hear Strange being screamed, and it's by Wong, I believe. Strange! And can I just say this? Someone said this, and I can't remember. It was someone in our Discord. I apologize. I can't name names because I know I'm going to say it wrong, and everyone's going to be like, no, it wasn't me. That guy. It was this guy. But whoever in our Discord, thank you.
Why's it got to be a guy?
Because I remember it was a guy. No offense.
I'm kidding.
But I remember the gender, but I don't remember the person. But I will say this, like, because I'm between, like, three people that said it. Wong has to die in order for Strange to become the Sorcerer Supreme again.
Ooh. Would you say he's in the Wong place at the Wong time?
Oh,
insensitive mother. trucker. So
it looks kind of like he's holding onto a ledge, like he's about to be the next.
Do you think he's one step closer to the edge?
I think he's about to break.
Yeah.
Give
him a little room to break.
Well, everything you say to me gives me one step closer to the edge. And I'm about to break. If you are over 30, you got that reference. Thanks.
What you are saying is singing in my head, but I cannot tell you who sings it.
Linkin Park.
Okay.
My goodness, Emmy. So I think Wong is dying in this movie. I'm speculating hard. I think that's kind of like his Aunt May. I know it sounds silly, but I think he's going to lose someone. You got to lose someone. If all this craziness is going to happen and no one gets sacrificed somehow in it, it kind of feels like how much stakes really there were. And I really do believe Wong is going to, we're going to see it.
If he dies, they're going to need to tie up the loose ends with him and Abomination.
Yeah.
They better explain that.
Abomination. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I agree.
I don't know that Wong is gonna.
I don't know that he is either, because that was too easy to show in the trailer.
Yeah, if that's his moment, like, yeah, don't show that in the trailer. They didn't show anything about Aunt May in No Way Home. We all saw it. MJ. So for all
I never thought the MJ, because it was too obvious. The same reason
we're thinking the Wong thing. I completely agree with you, Clinton. Yeah. I'm just going to go out on it, though. I'm going to say one was a swerve and one is not. I'm going to say Wong is not. I think he's going to go.
We did skip where it shows Wanda like bleeding and then zooming into her eye.
Yes, and it's horrifying. Oh my gosh. I mean,
and the eye, the reflection of her eye, you see two holding cells, the glass holding cells that earlier had America Chavez in.
Oh man, I did not notice that. I did not catch that.
So, do you think she is after America Chavez because of her ability to teleport through worlds to find her kid?
Oh, that would make sense.
Just one of them?
Kids.
I thought you said kid.
Kids.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense, Glenn. Yeah, I would agree with that.
But the reflection, when it shows it in her eye, which Sam Raimi loves to do in his movies, he loves some eye shots.
He does. We're looking at you, Spider-Man.
And there's a lot of blood on her, like across her face. It's all over her shirt. But the reflection, when it shows it, I noticed it was one of the cells that America Chavez was in. But it also reminded me immediately of when her and Pietro were in those cells.
That's what I was about to say, Clinton. That's what I was about to say. You took a bit. I was thinking where we saw them at the end of Winter Soldier. I think it was Winter Soldier. But it was, because Guardians of the Galaxy was Howard the Duck. So, at the end of Winter Soldier, saw the miracles, as they were calling them at that time, before the acquisition of Fox. So yeah, this is the age of miracles, Doctor.
She's obviously breaking into this facility.
Oh yeah.
For some reason.
Oh yeah. Well, she has a tendency to do this.
Well, when I watched it,
she's going to find some robot bits and she's going to find them. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my God.
I'm fixing to steal yous.
When I watched it at a quarter speed and it zoomed in on her eye, I was thinking that it looked like not the cells. I thought it looked like the shatter thing that they're doing for the whole multiverse thing. So holy cow.
No, it's the two cells that we saw America in earlier.
Yeah.
Man.
With Rachel, right? Christine.
Christine Palmer was standing in front of it.
And we see Christine Palmer is married. Like, look, that was her wedding day.
She's trying to get married.
She's trying to, but of course, happening. Strange be in the, screwing it up.
In the first trailer, y'all were like, oh, but she's not getting married to him. And I was like, no, she totally freaking is. But then in this one, she comes out the door and then there's a guy who comes out behind her who's 100% the groom.
That is hubby, 100%.
Yeah. Okay, we have to talk about the elephante in the room with Doctor Strange. When Wong is hanging onto that ledge and yelling for Strange, we see zombie Strange, right?
Yes.
That was in the TV spot. That wasn't in the Super Bowl trailer. But yes, there is a scene where he's on a mountain as a zombie. Zombie. There is a scene too in the TV spot zombie. That shows Wanda, and people think she's a zombie too. But to me, it looks like she's just the way she was when the blood was coming down her face. Her eyes are just lit up red, and she's got a strand of hair down. I don't think she's a zombie in that scene. But this is definitely zombie strange. Zange, if you will.
Dr.
Zange.
Dr. Zange.
That makes me giggle because thinking about a zombie going to get his doctorates is really funny.
I can't believe this is another part. A
zombie since birth.
Yeah.
Another part that makes me like, this is dark, Marvel.
Wait. Before we go on from Zange.
I can see it the whole time. Dark. Okay. This is dark and I could see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay.
Woo!
Darren,
but okay. Darren. Is your point that we've already seen Zombie Strange?
No. It was a TV spot released the same night, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and it said go to the thing and see the full trailer.
Yeah.
Trailer at the end.
No, it did not show that.
I just watched it.
The full trailer does not show that. You might have watched one of those combined ones, but the full trailer that we saw at the super, like the one that. No.
Yes. Fight me.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Anyway.
Do you want to pause and
see? Yeah, let's pause. Right. I want to see who's right.
We will be right back after this. You won't hear any kind of pause, though, because the magic of editing.
I wasn't right. The trailer that I watched had it. And it was what caught my eye and my attention about it was that it was zombie Doctor Strange. And he was looking at his hand, which is what set this whole course into motion for him to become Doctor Strange. And one of his fingers is like definitely out of whack.
But you were still kind of right. I'll give you this, because the end of this trailer, it shows a zombie version of him with the like the ghouls and like dark mm-hmm. spirits around him. And the it's called something where he has all the arms like he did in Infinity War.
Yes.
Octopusing.
Yeah.
I'd like to be under the sea and a Doctor Strange's garden in the shade. And
Wong is like, Strange, stop octopusing. Help me up.
And he's going, blub, 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 blub.
Use one of them damn hands.
But yeah, that is like a zombie version of him doing that. But I thought you were talking about where he's on the mountain and looks at his hand.
That was in the trailer that I saw.
That was in the TV spot. Along with the Wanda scene that everyone thinks she's a zombie.
See, that one I saw something about and looked for in the trailer I watched and didn't see it. So
I don't think she's a zombie. I think it's that same look where the blood's on her face. She's just, her eyes are lit up. She's using her magic. And it's dark. It's like set in a dark area. So
and probably looks a little bit like that scene from What If where she mm-hmm. comes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep, definitely. So, guys, trailer, 10 out of 10?
Oh, yeah. It's got me amped up.
Yep.
Yeah, this is the most we've speculated since WandaVision.
I think so. Wanda just brings it out of us.
Yeah.
Also, Kamar-Taj got destroyed in this trailer.
Yeah.
We saw the Green Minotaur.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't. I thought that was pretty cool.
He's Rinraw in the comics. He does actually train at the Kamar-Taj.
Nice.
A little nice touch.
A Minotaur?
Yeah. The green one?
We're really going out there. I
love it.
You mean
it.
A talking raccoon in space?
So much.
Hold on. You talk a talking raccoon in space, an alligator variant of Loki with horns and all, and where you draw the line is a minotaur.
I'm not drawing a line. And also,
you're like, we're going way out there with this. A minotaur after everything we just talked about, and you're like,
you just named two real animals.
Loki as an alligator with little horns.
Alligators are real.
Idea, bonus episode, bonus content. Boink, Bond, and Butcher, Alligator Loki, the Minotaur, or Rocket.
I think PETA's going to come knocking down our doors if we do this one.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
It's a good transition into the next trailer.
So
Oh, God. I've already said I'm going to marry that alligator, and I still plan on it.
You're going to bond that alligator.
I'm going to bond with brand. Alligator Loki.
We have merch now that says Boink Bond Butcher. You've definitely got to stay on brand.
All right.
You can get it at AvengersPodcast.com/shop.
We are whores for our merch. Just
let me know. We're excited.
So I would marry Alligator Loki because he just seems like a lovely, lovely old chap that I'd love to learn about his day and see what makes him tick. Oh my God, these are the most messed up. I can't do it. This is so weird.
You started it. You got to start.
I've got to boink one of these things.
Say it,
Clinton. Say it. What were you saying? Please. That wheel.
The Minotaur is more of like the more looking human type, and he's big. Rocket would be a weird one to
boink. I'm going to boink Minotaur because I'm into humans. Sorry. And I'm going to butcher Rocket. Yeah, because I think he'd make a terrible husband, and I'm not going to fuck a raccoon. So, no.
But I'll
bang a Minotaur. Only because they're not real.
I want people to be like, there he goes. Homeboy fucked a Minotaur once. You know, like that's
hey, what I there's want. Brandon the Minotaur fucker.
Hey, Minotaur fucker. You know, that's what I want. So, all right. Anyway. So, yeah, that's mine.
I'm going to boink the Minotaur.
Okay.
Rintraw, whatever his name is.
Okay.
I'm going to bond with Rocket.
Okay.
Because I think we'd have a fantastic relationship because our humor and, you know, trauma.
You've butchered Alligator Loki now twice.
Oh, I'm definitely butchering the alligator. He just roars and like there's not much to him.
It's kind of what being in a relationship with Clinton's like.
But you would bond it.
Yeah.
So you saying you want to marry me, Brandon?
I'm actually on my knee right now.
Just say it right now, Clinton, on the air.
Clinton, when a guy like me meets a girl like you, I cannot tell you how much.
Excuse me.
Never mind. Don't worry about it. All right. Ernie, close us out.
I have to agree with Clinton. Here is my reasoning. And I'm honestly not sure. There was a movie with Danny McBride, and I want to say Natalie Portman, years and years and years and years ago, mm-hmm. that had a labyrinth in it. And there was a Minotaur, and the Minotaur did not have pants and was very well endowed.
Oh, my God.
And they showed it the entire movie. Like, it was just like swinging around and stuff. And that's honestly all I remember about the movie, that and the fact that Danny McBride was in it. Keith, please tell me what movie that was, because I watched it and thought it was hysterical. But anyway, so for that reason, I feel like Minotaurs are well endowed. So I will boink that. Bond, Rocket, same reason. I think we'd have a good time. We'd self-deprecate each other. You can't self-deprecate, but we just...
I was about to call your ass out on that.
Just self-deprecate each other.
That still doesn't seem like it works, but okay.
You would compete over self-deprecation.
Yeah, compete over self-deprecation. Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
And then I would...
Butcher Alligator Loki. We got it.
I would butcher Alligator Loki, but I would...
And then fry him up and eat him.
No, I would be like, dude, I have this plan to butcher you. Wink, 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 wink. On this day, at this time, I'm going to come
you
with
don't
a knife.
Tell
and if
an
you're
alig-
not there,
this is not how the game works.
This
is not how the game works, Emmy.
I would fry him up and then take his helmet.
Oh my God. Okay. Anyway, so speaking of frying and taking his helmet, here's nothing that has to do with that. Moon Knight TV spot. I'm the maker of lame segues. So,
what did you say, Brandon? What show?
Moon Knight. Moon Knight!
Brandon, it's supposed to be my thing.
Oh, sorry. I'll edit this out. All right, you go.
No, it's fine.
No, Clinton. It's edited out. Go.
It's a Moon Knight.
It's me, Moon Knight.
It's a Moon Knight.
It's a Moon Knight.
I had a friend in college that once walked away from dinner.
It's a Moon Knight. Oh. That's my Luigi impression. You're welcome.
It's Moon Knight.
Oh.
I had a friend in college who once walked away from dinner because me and two of my friends were all kind of, we weren't drunk. We were just sober as a judge eating lunch. And for some reason we thought it was absolutely hysterical to be like, I can't hear you if you're not singing. And like, she would try to say something and be like, I'm sorry, are you talking? And like all of us, like, And she just got up and left.
I don't blame her. I want to get up and leave.
So
right
infuriated,
now.
But we had a whole conversation singing. I'm sorry, Shannon, wherever you are now. I never saw her again after that day.
I kind of don't blame her.
She lived across the hall from me.
Sharon, is Sharon or Shannon?
Shannon.
Shannon, you made a good life choice.
I was about to say, if you want to be on this podcast instead of Emmy, just let us know. We'll consider it.
I'm just kidding. I was at her wedding.
Okay. So we see a Moon Knight trailer.
So, I was not invited.
I can't
tell the difference
between my waking eyes and dreams. And must be very difficult, the voices in your head. And there's chaos in you. Embrace it. I just got to pose this question now because we've seen a trailer. We're talking about the TV spot. It was a 30-second TV spot.
There wasn't a lot of new footage.
Not a lot of new footage, but
disappointed.
What? What?
How dare you?
Get out of here, Emmy. What were you disappointed about?
FO.
That I when Clinton came over today, I was like, please tell me if I'm watching the right trailer. Everybody's going wild about this.
As they
and
should.
I feel like I haven't found the right thing. And he was like, no, that's it. It was 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's what a TV spot is.
Most we've already seen.
It's cost like $6 million to have a 30-second ad.
Don't have it on the Super Bowl. It's fine. We'll find it. We found the first one.
Did you not like that it had the same music and the same...
I loved it. Day and night.
No, I love the music.
I love it,
man. I absolutely love the music. I have a story about that, but I feel like I just told a story, so I don't want to tell a story, another story, but I will tell a story about that eventually.
Teaser, everybody.
Do you not like that it had the same audio? Like it had the same talking?
No, it wasn't that. I don't
tell us why you hate Moon Knight.
Yeah,
can you tell us? I don't hate Moon Knight. I'm very excited for it.
Why is it your least? Why is it your least favorite MCU property to ever come out? And it's not even released yet.
The first trailer really, really, I was like, whoa. And then this one, it was like, yeah, I knew that. Yeah. Okay, cool.
I kind of will agree with you a little bit there, Emmy, because it really is just kind of rehashing the 2-minute version we saw during
the minute and
52 seconds. I apologize.
No, it was way shorter than that.
I thought, no, it was a minute and 50 something seconds. I'll fight you on that.
Oh,
I will fight you on that.
We're talking about trailers and we're having Civil War Part 3.
A minute and 58 seconds long. Marvel Entertainment.
Mm. Yeah,
4 weeks ago, 29 million views.
Yeah. Let me see.
Like I said, it doesn't have to be over the Super Bowl. It doesn't have to cost you that much.
I accept your apology, Clinton.
1 minute and 58 seconds.
I accept your apology. So anyway, It's obviously much shorter than that, but it did enough to just like, holy shit, I can't wait. And you know, my wife and I were watching this, the TV spot, cause I was watching it before we hit record, and she goes, you know, I'm, you know, really shocked. This is not a movie. This looks great. This looks like it should be a movie. And I'm like, no, this is going to be even better. This is a Disney Plus series. This is what the Disney Plus series has done to me. I'm like, now we get to know more about the Moon Knight. We get to know more about all of his different personalities and all, you know, this is, I would much rather this be a 6, 7, 8, 9 episode series. Then I know it's what
it's
six.
It's not
episodes?
A rushed origin.
It's only exactly. 6, and they're 45.
Yeah, and I said I want the sequel to Moon Knight can be a movie. Let his origin story be fleshed out and be 6 episodes long. That's what I need.
This is when you put it all together, minus the credits. This is going to be kind of like a 4-ish, 3.5-hour movie.
And I'm here for it. I'm so here for it. And so Clinton, I got to ask you this question. Is Moon Knight going to be better than the Batman?
Can I answer?
Oh, I know you. I know what you think.
Keep
in mind, we're an MCU podcast, so don't come at us.
I think so because personally, I'm a little biased. I love the character of Moon Knight. I love Batman too in DC, and I'm super excited about Pattinson's Batman and the detective approach they're doing with the Batman movie. But everyone likes to compare them, and
the Dark Knight and shit, but the Dark Knight and the Moon Knight.
Yeah. But I think the mental health aspect of Moon Knight makes him more intriguing character to me. And people compare them because of their fighting and their gadgets and stuff. But Batman isn't resurrected by a god, and Batman isn't suffering from, you know, dissociative identity disorder. And
I think it's that scene too, when he has that, like the cape, like when
the crescent,
it looked so, so many people were like, oh shit, this is Marvel's Batman. A lot of people,
really?
Lot of people on Twitter drew that comparison.
Batman doesn't have a crescent shaped moon cape.
Yeah, but just you know what I mean.
He does the flourishy, like, yeah, exactly. Like I have this cape for a fucking reason.
Right.
Yeah, but it's a cape.
Let me show it off.
Why are we saying it's, yeah, that's annoying.
It's a purposefully
crescent moon shape, and people are focused on the fluff of it because it's a cape. Come on.
It's the presentation of it. He's doing it very
That's sassy. Exactly my point. Yeah, well, because of the fluff, the presentation is a crescent moon.
Yeah,
that's what stands out. Batman don't have a crescent moon.
Yeah. No, he uses the cape bottom
logically, and it helps like him like sail down. Cool, that's what a cape should do. Why would
the bottom of? Okay,
I feel like I shouldn't have asked this question.
I hear you, and I'm gonna play devil's advocate, Mephisto's advocate here for a second, because you're saying yes, it's for like a purpose. Like you've got the crescent shape. Batman's cape is very also for the production value of it, because it's like a bat wing, because that the bottom of that cape is what makes it iconic. If you wear a cape that has a straight horizontal, like you're Dracula. No, a black cape, you're Dracula. But if you have that scalloped edge, all of a sudden you're Batman, man.
Yeah, fair. But
I don't know people what I'm arguing now.
People are
I don't think we do either.
Because of the floof of it.
Just the fact that it comes out behind.
You know what?
Them.
F the floof.
Oh, wow.
Hashtag F the floof.
Wow.
F the floof.
There it is. So I will just say this TV spot, because we go in depth with our trailer thoughts on our Patreon, which was a few weeks back. So we've talked about this trailer before, so we're probably not going to repeat a lot of the same things. We're really, really stoked.
Or maybe we will.
We're really we're really stoked for this series, and we're really stoked for Moon Knight, Oscar Isaac.
Well, Brandon, you and I are.
Yes, Emmy is not.
I am too.
Emmy has, when we're behind the scenes, when we're not recording, Emmy literally just screams, screw Moon Knight.
She's like, oh, it's Batman with a white costume instead of black.
Absolutely. Please don't put that out there. I don't need any more hate in my life right now. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous.
I have to thank the people in the Discord in the Goodnight Moon Knight channel.
It's a competition.
It's a competition.
Like the winner, it's a lot like that show on Netflix.
The Circle?
No, the one where people have to compete for money, like die as they compete.
They die?
Yeah.
As they compete?
Yeah.
Is this real?
No,
yeah, it's a show. No, it is a real show on Netflix. No, it's not a real show.
My God,
it's a show.
It's like, oh my God, we're in the Hunger Games.
My God, I can't do it.
What is the name of it? It was the most popular
Squid Games.
Squid Game. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Oh God.
My goodness, guys.
wait. I had a point there.
Yes.
I don't remember what. Oh, people in the Discord. I really appreciate that channel, because you guys have been sharing a lot in that channel about the comics, and I feel like I take in a lot and don't give a lot. And so I'm sorry, I'm being very voyeuristic there. So sorry about that. But like, I do feel like I've learned a lot about Moon Knight and his character, and the fact that he has this dissociative identity disorder. Mm-hmm. And it's like he has an assassin living inside of him that like he's not really aware of, right?
But kind of. I think the way Marvel's going at it with the show, honestly, I think that's how they're going to approach it. The assassin, Mark Spector, is the main guy. He developed these other identities later. But Marvel's doing it is that it's from the perspective of Stephen Grant learning that he has an assassin inside him, a mercenary.
Okay. Either way.
I think it's a cool way to approach it. And just based on the trailers, I mean, they could just be teasing us with, you know how Marvel does, like you watch a trailer and you watch the show, and it's most of that trailer is in the first episode.
Right.
So we don't know if it's going to be from the perspective of Stephen Grant, but right now they're really promoting Stephen Grant. Mm-hmm. And he is like the, they changed his story a little bit too. He's like a rich guy in the comics. Here he works in a museum gift shop, it looks like. And he's learning, and people are criticizing him for his accent too. And he's talking about how there's a reason why he's doing this, because it's not a real British accent.
Right.
And oh, how, wait. Okay. Go ahead. You wait, finish and then I'll ahead. Ask questions.
But more of like, I think like he just developed this, so it wouldn't be, I don't know the approach Marvel's going to take with this, but so far we've got Stephen Grant's perspective as the main character. And he's, and I think Cosmic read the description, because the description's already up on Disney Plus. Like they've got their
right
thing.
Yeah. Up he Plus was on our Discord like posting
coming
that.
Out.
Yeah.
And I think it was something like Stephen Grant's learning. He's got a mercenary inside of him. Like, it's going to be from Stephen Grant.
Okay. That must have been what I saw today that was like, yeah. Oh, this makes sense to me.
Which I'm okay with. I hope they explore idea. Jake Lockley too, because he has a third personality as well.
Okay. So Oscar Isaac, this is all probably Googleable. Oscar Isaac is American or is he British?
No, he's not British.
So
I don't know his ethnicity. I just know he's not British.
He's American.
He doesn't have that accent. That's what you're saying.
His accent. Okay. So his accent isn't.
He's American.
British.
He's American.
He's putting on.
Yes.
The British accent, and he said he's doing it.
It's not perfect British on purpose, and we'll see why.
Actually, he was born in Guatemala. Fun fact, but he is considered.
Yeah, I thought American. I didn't. Yeah.
So are any of his personalities, do any of them have American accents or
in the comics? This was a creative direction Oscar Isaac took. I read that the comics don't distinguish accents. They just show.
I was going to say like, how
bubbles.
Do you say,
they say yeah, chap and mate
in a British accent.
They say chap and mate a lot. And I chap and I mate. Yeah. They say that. Yeah, that's what they
but
say
it's
to distinguish
speech bubbles that shows like their names, who's talking.
That's so, really like, cool.
You would always know who was talking to who.
So I guess you would almost need an accent change to be able to distinguish who's really.
Yeah, I think that was a great choice
to
put that in the show to show the difference of who's who.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if you've got the same person, they're going to jump up and be like, this is Mark Spector. Like,
I'm here now. Hello.
This personality.
Present.
This personality really likes SpaghettiOs. You know, like oh shit, it's like the same dude. He's got the same voice, but he really, really digs SpaghettiOs. That's stupid, you know. So,
but the trailer shows the opening is Oscar Isaac like knelt down with Green behind him, and then Khonshu standing behind him.
Yes, which by the way, Khonshu looks fantastic.
Phenomenal.
Like that
comic
is straight out of the comics.
AF.
I never thought in a million years we would get that, let alone 100% comic book accurate. It looks identical.
They didn't even jazz that up.
No,
like it's straight from the comics. Perfect. The way he looks.
What's his name again?
Khonshu.
Khonshu.
Bless you.
Bless you. I knew you'd say it.
I knew you would. Yeah, stop again.
what I was going to say though, that scene where he's standing behind him, Oscar Isaac is wearing the same clothes he was in the first trailer when he sees he's got a gun in his hand and drops it and he's being chased and he falls off the mountain.
Yep.
This looks like it's picking up where he falls off right there. So. I'm wondering if this is where Khonshu, like,
grabs him
to Moon Knight.
Right.
Is Khonshu
bless
who,
you.
Like, in overtakes him to become Moon Knight?
Yeah, he's a god. So he's an Egyptian god who gives him the power, and he's basically the avatar of Khonshu on Earth.
Okay, so we're thinking, you think that this is going to be kind of a origin story of him too,
of Khonshu?
No, of Moon Knight.
100%.
Yeah, okay. I think the trailer.
That's why that. So Oscar Isaac came out recently and said that it's a limited series, which people were sad about. That it's probably just going to be this season, Moon Knight. But I got excited about because I'm like, this means that he's going to be a heavy hitter in the MCU. They're going to probably make movies, or he's going to be in other movies.
Yeah.
This is, I think, to flesh out his origin story.
And that's what I was telling Renee when we were watching it. I was like, I don't mind the sequel to Moon Knight being a movie. They need to do this origin story through Disney Plus. After this, I want to see him in movies and team ups and all that. And plus Oscar Isaac. Holy shit, it's Oscar Isaac. This dude, I mean no disrespect to anyone else, but this guy, he can land a movie. You know, I think the only reason this is a Disney Plus series is for the character development and growth. I really do. And the fact that Disney Plus now is, or not even now, since they started, has been on par with the quality of the movies. We don't have anything to worry about. We just get an extended cut of a movie, which is great. So sign me up, but I do see this being one season and he's going to take off. I think he's going to be a big fan favorite moving forward.
Oh, I think so too. And I think it's hyped up because he's kind of a niche character.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't know about him, but the people that know about him are hyped.
Losing their shit. Yeah.
Yes. And Kevin Feige talked about how it's going to, like, we're going to see the boundary shifting with Moon Knight, and it's going to be brutal. And there's going to be parts where you're going to say, stop, like, hitting, and it's just going to continue.
Please, like, please.
And it got its rating. It's TV 14. So not what we wanted. It's not TVMA, but it is TV 14, which means no one under 14 is recommended to watch it.
All right. I mean, you can't watch. Sorry.
It's a step.
I'm so young. It's a step.
Okay. So we got the bathroom scene. For one, we've already seen the bathroom scene, but we see more of, like, I don't know whether to call him Mark Spector or Stephen Grant, but we see him, like, see the version of him in the mirror turn and look at him in this one.
Right.
Like, it isn't just seeing reflections. Now we're seeing the reflections are actually looking at him too. They're moving.
Loved it. Loved it. Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Oscar Isaac also talked about how he was so excited to play this because it's like, kind of, he gets to go off the rails a little bit with this character.
I cannot wait to see Oscar Isaac just hit the gas pedal with this. I think,
oh yeah,
I really think he went all in because he knows it's Marvel Studios and Oscar Isaac is tremendous as it is. I think he is really going to embrace this character 100%.
Another reason I'm so excited is because Kevin Feige loves the character. Kevin Feige said it's going to push boundaries and that Oscar Isaac is so on board and excited for this character. So I think it'll be done justice.
Yeah.
What about the extra scenes we got? So we got the mirror scene.
Yep.
We got the cape scene that y'all compared to Batman, which
I'm not comparing. I was playing
the podcast,
Mephisto's advocate. I was playing Mephisto's advocate. I wouldn't have thought that had someone else brought it up first.
Amy,
Twitter brought it up to me. Twitter brought it up to me. So back up.
I didn't think it at all. So
yeah,
I guess I just forever is out of my brain about the comparison because everyone does that with Batman. And I mean, I can see it. I get where people are getting it from, but I feel like there's a lot more complexity to Mark Spector.
Well, it's funny because the Twitter post that I remember reading, and I wish I could give proper credit, I just didn't write it down or see. I just was scrolling through Twitter, but they said, Marvel Studios is really about to make a better Batman movie than DC. Like, it was pictures of Moon Knight. It made me laugh. So I don't know. It's just, it's really, really great.
I think the thing that draws me to Moon Knight the most is the complexity of him and his mental health.
Oh yeah.
You know how I am with relatability. And the reason I love WandaVision is seeing like relatable things that people go through on screen.
No, I completely agree.
And Marvel does that so beautifully usually. So fingers crossed for this. When Emmy was trying to let me check and make sure this was the trailer, she rewound it. So there was like the crescent moon scene where he jumps down and there's the pyramid in the corner. And she was like, oh, and she rewound it. I was like, oh, she's excited about the cape is shaped like a moon. And I was like, yeah, it's shaped like a moon. She's like, no, I was trying to see if that was the pyramid of something.
The pyramid in front of the Louvre. It's absolutely, definitely not. But like, I would have.
She rewound it for that, and I thought it was about the cape. And I was like, "We are very two very different people.
Very different people." I remembered what I was going to say. Okay, and I don't want anybody to think that I'm a little bit of a dummy for asking whether or not this is going to be an origin story because I feel like with at least like Spider-Man, we didn't really get that origin story. There have been a couple of things that we really haven't
because it had been rehashed.
Yeah.
Spider-Man didn't need an origin story.
Okay. But for example, and I know you guys haven't watched it, and so I'm going to be as vague as possible.
If this is Hamilton or Iron Man 2.
Okay, I know you guys have seen Iron Man 2, so I'm not going to, obviously.
So it's Hamilton.
It's not Hamilton. The origin story. That needs to be a follow-up play. The story of his conception.
Oh my God. Anyway.
Okay. So I asked that because Peacemaker, I feel like, is doing a very good job of building a season that's not an origin story, but also is an origin story.
But because we already got Peacemaker in Suicide Squad, so they probably didn't want to focus.
Did we get an origin story?
Not an origin story, but we got a little bit of backstory.
Like the tiniest bit. I feel like they've done a really good job of, like, they started off just like, y'all, it's just Peacemaker. Like, it's right. Fine. And then, like, the farther we go in the season, the more backstory you get, which is
mm-hmm. honestly, and I think we'll get that with really Moon Knight.
Good. Yeah. Okay.
But I think,
and they also do it with flashbacks, which is really cool too, honestly. But I guess that's what I was thinking of when I asked the question.
With a character like Moon Knight, who's pretty obscure to general audiences, they're definitely going to do it because he's never been featured in anything. He's never been any of that. So
I completely agree with that. I think it's going to be jarring for the first episode or two, but I think they're going to flesh it out throughout. I mean, they have 6 episodes to really, really flesh it out.
Is it bad though that I expected it to be jarring and for them to just throw me into that and not give me an origin story and just kind of use like a little bit of flashbacks here and there to kind of fill in some gaps? And like,
I don't think this,
you're on your own.
I think this will be the only flashbacks I see happening in this show are the ones of Mark Spector and him being killed and resurrected by Khonshu.
Right.
I think it's going to be more of a flashback of like learning who Mark is that's living inside him than it is anything.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Because Mark is the original guy.
Okay. Is Mark from a long, long time ago or is he?
No. No, he was a CIA military mercenary. His former.
How did he end up?
Talk with... about it. If you want to go listen to our Patreon episode, I talked about it.
And Emmy, go listen to our Patreon.
I haven't. I've been binging Ladies in Tangent.
Yeah, quit promoting other podcasts, Emmy. Stop. Last time you made someone listen to them, that's their number one, and we're their number two.
Sorry. I mean, it is appropriate that we're number two.
Yeah. We are the shit. So.
The extra scene in this trailer.
How did he get the Egyptian guy in him?
Because he died in Egypt.
Okay. And you talked about that already?
Yep.
Oh, I wasn't here for that.
Yeah, you were.
But we have the extra scene at the end too, which was just basically like, here you go, guys. This is a badass scene. And it was my favorite part of the trailers at the end when like the crescent blade is coming back down and the moon's in the background. He just looks down when he grabs it.
Oh, it's going to be so sick.
Oh my God.
I think this,
and we got him standing in front of the moon too.
I was going to say, I think this costume might be one of my favorite MCU costumes they've ever done. I just love that Marvel has just totally leaned into everything. Like they're just not shy at all. They really are.
Yep. And we got the leak, or not the leak, but the Esquire magazine.
Yes, Esquire.
The photo.
It looks great.
Mystery Knot, which I did not think they were going to do that. And that's big too. It's a whole other persona. Like, man, how are they? I just don't. I'm really.
And I love the actual the picture of the poster with
the promo poster.
Yeah, with Oscar Isaac and Moon Knight. I mean, it looks so phenomenal.
Mm.
Like, so I don't know, everything they're doing between Esquire trailers and, mm-hmm. and posters and promotional. It's just, it's all clicking, and that to me tells me they're really confident in this, and I that gives me confidence to see this show. Even, you know, obviously we're gonna watch it day one, but when. It's funny. I can just always tell by like how a company's promoting something and doing things. Like, okay, they know this is going to be great. Like they've got all the faith in the world in this. And I think Moon Knight, they're ready to hit full throttle. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
I'm a little nervous that we don't have enough time to explore the complexities of the character. That's the only thing I'm nervous about.
But maybe we're not going to be done after 6 episodes.
But maybe they'll jump right in. I mean, if they try to make it a slow, I feel like this is going to be a very fast-paced series.
Yeah, but maybe, mm-hmm. like, Clinton, at the end of 6 episodes, you know how Marvel is. I mean, we're not done with this character after 6 episodes. Mm-mm. Far from it.
Hawkeye was pretty quickly paced.
Yeah, I think that's the kind of pacing we need, yeah. I think, for Moon Knight.
And I think they really fleshed out that character more than we've ever seen. Obviously, it's a completely different 100%. Scenario because Hawkeye's been in previous MCU films. I think we're going to be okay.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
They juggled a lot of characters in Hawkeye, too, and I think it landed well. I mean, more exactly. characters than Moon Knight.
What I was going to say.
That's a good point. Good point.
Thank you. Okay.
Good point, Brandon.
Appreciate it, man.
Was I not here for that either? Did I not say that?
You got points discredited for not remembering our conversation.
Yeah. If you can't remember our own conversations, you're deducted several points.
I'm really tired sometimes, okay? All right. Sometimes I hydrate.
Tired the word?
All right. Tired. Look up tired in there.
The alligators on the scale. Okay. A connection that I made. I know that Achu.
Oh yeah, the tattoo.
The moving tattoo.
I love
has it. The alligator mouths are either side of the scales,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was really cool, and I did kind of connect that to alligator Loki. I mean, they're the same animals.
We don't know I think it's a crocodile actually, because I get confused.
Same diff.
I know. It's how I am too. So we had that. We had the scales. We have the cell phone from the first trailer.
And you saw the screeny thing.
Mm-hmm. It's called just a screen. And then
the background is what I was trying to say.
Oh, okay.
And then we had the staff that Arthur is holding is two crocodiles / alligator heads.
Yep.
Okay. And Arthur is guy Cosmic with the bad wig.
Yeah.
Arthur is... Tony Hawk.
I forgot Tony Hawk's in this.
Which Cosmic has a lot of input on this. I don't know much about that character, but Arthur is probably they're probably blending him. He was in one run of Moon Knight, and he wasn't very significant.
He in the trailers at least gives me bad vibes. I do not think that he's a good person.
No, he's definitely the villain, but Arthur Harrow in the comics was like a mad scientist kind of guy, and he was in one run. Like, he was not a cult leader. There is a cult leader in the comics. The sun god.
That's why everybody kneeled whenever he said...
Yes, and he said, Ethan Hawke said he based his performance off of, what was his name? It was a cult leader in real life.
The Kool-Aid guy?
Maybe. I don't know. But it was a cult leader. So I feel like they're blending characters.
I kind of love that.
Or what if they're throwing us off in the trailer? What if he's not Arthur Harrow?
Huh. Who knows?
Marvel's good at doing that.
They are. Mm-hmm. They are.
He's giving me bad vibes, though. I will say that.
He's definitely a villain, but who?
Yeah.
Yeah. So... all right, guys. Well, Moon Knight. We're also going to be doing a Moon Knight preview episode as well. So we will be diving deep into Moon Knight. It is going to be the week before Moon Knight releases. So stay tuned. Keep your eyes peeled. We might even have a special guest on hand as well to help us with all of our Moon Knight thoughts and feelings.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Oscar Isaac
will be joining us live. It'll be absolutely phenomenal.
It's Tony Hawk.
We get the wrong Hawk. And we're like, yeah, Tony,
he's like, what am I doing?
Tony, tell us all about how Moon Knight was. And he's like, I kickflipped the other day. I don't know what you guys are talking about. And we're like, okay, Tony, thanks so much for joining us. We got the wrong Hawk, guys. We got the wrong Hawk. This is horrible.
We got the wrong Hawk guy.
The next episode, we just get a Hawk.
Yes, and everything. Like, we're like, hey, Hawk, how are you? This is the worst.
Was low-hanging fruit that I just pulled from.
Very. So. But, man, I'm glad you pluck it sometimes. It's so worth it.
I want to... I'm sorry. Just two more things.
And then...
Stop.
Observe it.
Suck it.
Wow. Pluck it and suck it. That's
that was the second word that came to mind. The first one.
Emmy, the two other things you got.
So, can I tangent for a second? Can I go off the rails?
Oh my God.
Please. Okay, so I used to teach reading intervention at an elementary school, and we were all in the auditorium and we were all at different tables. And so we were doing our kindergarten groups, and it was like letter recognition and like, oh, what words do you know that start with this letter? And I heard the lady behind me, she was like, F, yay. What words do we know that start with F? And one kid at her table goes, fuck. And fuck. She, I mean, with the most amazing calm and resolve, she goes, fire truck. Great job. Yes, that does start with F.
Nice.
He goes, no, I said fuck. And I absolutely lost it.
I see. A kid goes, fuck. Very good. Fire truck. No, I said.
Fire truck. Great.
No, no I said.
That's not what I said.
No,
I said,
no. Hey, you misunderstand me, Teach. I said, fuck.
And then he unrolls the cigarettes from his sleeve and lights them up.
Oh, walks outside. I'm taking recess early.
I did not want to go on a tangent. I didn't, but that actually brought tears to my eyes. Thank you, Amy.
So that's a good one.
That was worth every bit. Thank you.
Okay.
You're getting us the bad one now?
No, these are my notes now, so you're going to hate them.
Oh, yeah.
Word choice matters. Word choice matters. The fact that Arthur, I guess, is what you're going to name the long-haired Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk.
What the closed captioning has.
Okay, so Arthur says there's chaos in you.
Yes.
I'm sorry. It matters. We've heard chaos before. I'm making connections.
We were talking about it earlier in this podcast.
Chaos magic.
I don't know if it's chaos magic.
No,
but like,
you're associating chaos magic to the word chaos. And I think chaos is an adjective to magic.
Yes. Uh-huh.
He's just saying there's chaos in you.
He could also say there's...
Nope, that's all it is.
There's unrest in you.
That's not the same as chaos.
Everything inside of you is chaotic.
Oh,
exactly. Shit. You just got disproven.
All right.
Marvel used the same word in two things.
I'm going to find a thesaurus and I will come at you with a word and the thesaurus.
Everyone will be riveted. I can't wait for that.
I also need everybody to know that there is a TikTok where someone redid the trailer with a $0 budget and it is gold.
I need to watch that.
The end. It is on TikTok and her name is Julian's Movies. That's JULIANNES Movies. And I'm not shouting her out for any other reason than I thought it was hysterical.
Nice. All right.
One day we'll
especially
have a TikTok.
The very end of it where she tries to do the crescent moon cape is my favorite part.
Yeah. If you would like us to start a TikTok, hit Emmy up. Send her a bunch of messages. Yeah.
Me? No, not me. No, Clinton.
Okay. If you would like to for us.
Yeah,
to
it would be me.
All right.
Hashtag not it.
Hashtag not it. One more thing, Emmy.
No, that was my two. But
that was your
two. Do you guys want to hear my story about day and night?
Nope, we're
and
good.
And the memory that's associated with it?
Nope, we're good.
And Kid Cudi?
Nope, we're really good, honestly.
Was it a sexual escapade?
It was not.
In the Floridians?
It was in Florida.
Oh my God, of course it is.
It absolutely was in Florida.
Of course it's in Florida. How about we save that
I am a clairvoyant, just so you know.
What part of Florida? What city?
Pensacola.
Tampa?
Oh, I was really trying to send it to you. That was St. Petersburg.
St.
That
Pete.
Was my second guess.
Nice. All right, guys. Well, we will save the Florida story for our Moon Knight preview episode. So
oh, really? Oh, my gosh. I remember it that long. Who knows?
We can
doubtful.
Hope. We can
don't
hope.
Remember the origin of Moon Knight from
no,
the comics.
From when we talked about it, like literally a few weeks ago.
Are you sure I wasn't peeing?
Positive. Guys, thank you for joining us for Doctor Strange, A Little Boing Bot and Butcher, and Moon Knight TV Spot. Just a reminder, if you want to support the show, if you like the show, made you laugh, made you think, patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. We have exclusive tiers over there. $1 gets a shout out. $3 gets a Discord and a shout out. $5 gets bonus episodes, Discord and a shout out. And $10 gets all of that. And you get to hang out with us with watch parties and unedited
also,
episodes.
Also, if you just send that money to Clinton Jump's Facebook pay,
no, don't
he'll be sure to make sure everyone gets their money.
No, no, he's lying. He's pocketing it for himself. He's a horrible human being. Go to our Patreon. Also, if you want to support the show as well, 5-star ratings really, really do help get eyes and ears on the show. So please, 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 if you like it, we're just asking for a second of your time for 2 hours of ours. We really greatly appreciate it. And finally, we've got merch. Are you cold right now? Are you shivering a little bit? We got a hoodie for you. I promise. Does that laptop look a little boring? We got a sticker that has our logo on it. We can do a lot of cool things with that. And hey,
do you like coffee? We got bugs.
Yeah, but don't put a Keurig underneath that shit. It's going to spill over because we are a little short.
Don't put a Keurig under. Do you not know how to work Keurig?
I always put a Keurig under my coffee cup and it just never works. And I still haven't gotten coffee out of that son of a bitch.
Imagine if that's how Annabelle, she was like, man, it spilled everywhere because I put the mug on top of the Keurig.
That's what I do.
Brandon's like, I never get coffee out of a Keurig.
Hey, are you shirtless? Are you shirtless right now? You look good. Great, great job. But you probably need a t-shirt if you're going to go head out somewhere. So we've got t-shirts as well. Avengerspodcast.com/shop. So check us out over there. Support the show in more ways than one.
And if there's something that you guys want to see in the shop that you can't just slap a sticker on and be like, look, I've got a Avengers merch.
I've got one.
Brandon's got a suggestion. What is it?
I really want a hat. I really want an Avengers hat.
I was looking at those the other day. Also,
I'll buy one. I will buy one right now.
Also,
I want Avengers panties.
Ooh, I already got them on right now. I put the stickers on my panties.
I don't know that that's a possibility.
Tell me how they come out in the wash, buddy.
I don't wash them. I've never washed them.
I just laughed so fart.
So fart. She laughed so fart.
I laughed so hard. I farted.
You're so classy.
Guys.
I know.
I hope you've had a great night with us.
I just laughed so hard.
Hey, maybe the next time you hear us, we'll have hats and panties. I don't know. Either way.
None of us have that right now.
Well, yeah, we don't. So, all right, guys. We're about to head on out of here. Thank you for this bonus episode of our podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. We're going to head on out of here. We'll be back next week with a fun Avengers game
night. Can't have bonus without bone.
You cannot, but we will have a Avengers game night next week. We'll have a movie review for our patrons as well, and we will be doing a watch party for our $10 patrons this Friday. Cannot wait to hang out with you all, and some news to top off the month as well. So we still got a packed month, and we've got a little bit over a week to go. So excited, excited, excited. Guys, do you have any final words or anything you want to add before we head on out of here?
Panties.
Bone mess.